But right now, we're heading with one of the ringleaders of a project that's been going on for a few years. It's a swap meet. It's in Moorhead, and it's all about cars, collectible cars. Rich Cassette of TRS Industries has been kind of working on that for a number of years. How are you doing today, Rich?
Well, Mick, I'm doing really well. Great, beautiful day. If we have one of these days on Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be wonderful out at the West Fargo Fairgrounds this weekend.
Yeah, all right. Well, that is the location. And the name of the official name of the group that's involved with this?
Yeah, it's the Red River Valley Regional Group of the Horseless Carriage Club of America, and we are the Red River Valley Regional Chapter, and we've been putting this swap meet on. This should have been our 49th annual swap meet, but last year with COVID, Governor Burgum wouldn't allow us to have it, and then the year before we had some political problems, and we had to cancel. So we're really excited about having it this year, and actually, yeah, it is in West Fargo and out at the fairgrounds. Part of the excitement that we have is we have the whole Red River Valley Fairgrounds Midway, so we have so much more space than we had before. You know, we're hoping for a big turnout for the car shows. We have trophies in many different categories, and it just brings out a lot of people. I was at Cruise Night in Moorhead last week, and you know, people are really excited to get out and talk to people again, you know, get together.
Yeah. Face to face is just going to be a great. Yeah, and I guess that's where I got the thinking that it was Moorhead, because I live on the south end of Cheyenne Street in West Fargo, and man alive, that street is torn up for years. The third or fourth Thursday of the month, they would have that great collectible car, old car, on Cheyenne Street in West Fargo. So, the one last week on the bridge there, no Moorhead. But you've got maybe the most spectacular one this weekend at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds.
Yes, it will be. And we're hoping that our swappers come out again. We actually draw the people for our swap meet in a pretty wide area. We've had swappers come from as far as Winnipeg, Bismarck, Dickinson, we'll have a few people from Sioux Falls this year, and then in Minnesota, Alexandria, Sugar Falls. So there again, with the pandemic and with what we had to cancel 2 years ago, we're really, really excited to see everybody back again.
So it is a swap meet. So what happens at a old car swap meet? You say, I'll give you my 57 DeSoto for your Packard. No. What happens?
Well, it's not quite like that. Actually, they've called a swap meet for the last 47 years. But basically, fellas and women, they bring out their treasures that they've had back in the garage for many years, and you know, the older the better, because you know, it is an old car swap meet. And you know, I mean, you can bring gas lanterns, I mean, you could bring the old style gas pump, I mean, you can bring anything that anybody would be interested in. And you know, it's pretty unique because people will bring trailer loads of stuff. And you know, they'll do pretty well, you know. And you know what? It's not about making big money. A lot of it is about getting some parts to people who need them, so they can finish their projects.
It is the Art Olson Swap Meet and Car Show. Tell us a little bit about Art.
Okay, well, Art Olson was a pioneer in this chapter, and back 47 years ago, well, actually 49 years ago, they decided that they wanted to have some kind of a swap meet because other chapters around the country were doing it, and they were able to supply parts for people who needed them for projects that they were working on. So Art was the instigator as far as getting this put together. So what they had done for all these years is they've called it the Art Olson Swap Meet and Car Show. So they've given him the recognition, and you know, he's been gone for many years now. But he had many cars that he had collected back in the day. So, yeah. But, it's just, you know, it's great time. The swappers can come, and set up between, 1 and 4 o'clock on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then, also, we'll have the main gates open at 6 a.m. on Sunday. So anybody who's coming in early in the morning can come in at 6 a.m. or after, and then they can get their swap spots set up. So we generally have a pretty big group of people coming in at 6 a.m. So if it's nice on Saturday and you want to set up, that would be just great. Sure. We are going to have my vice president, Joe, is going, and a couple of people are going to stay in his motorhome on the premises, so they'll kind of look over things if anybody wants to set up on Saturday afternoon.
Sure. All righty.
So
I see you got, yeah, so that's the swap meet side of things. And I guess if somebody, like you mentioned, brought an old gas pump from the, you know, because when I was putting on gas, starting to drive, yes, the middle of the previous century, like a lot of folks involved with this, there were some old-timey gas pumps still around from the early part of the 20th century. So, yeah, a lot of things. So that's the swap meet side, which would be interesting just to go see all this stuff. But then you have a car show, too, and you've got trophies in, what, 12 classes from different periods going back to early before 1929.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, we do. And then we even started a rat rod
category.
Category, yes. Yeah. And it's kind of funny, some of the stuff that comes in, you know, they'll just start out with a frame and put a decent motor and tranny and rear end, and then they just start welding stuff together. So it's kind of fun to see what people come up with there.
Some of these rat rods uniquely designed and built by maybe some farmers, maybe they need a tarp to cover them up, and you could provide that, right?
Oh, absolutely. We can, well, you know, we've said it for many years, we can cover anything.
Indeed. All righty. Well, it is the 49th annual Art Olson Swap Meet and Car Show this Sunday, Red River Valley Fairgrounds, and the weather should cooperate. There is rain in the forecast, but certainly it's going to be widely scattered. There was rain in the forecast last weekend. We didn't get a drop around here, so it's probably the way it's going to be. So, all right, so what is it, $5 to get in?
For the $5 admission, the swap spots are going to be 10 by 25, and they're $20 for the swap spots, and then you get a gate pass with that as well. We have a car corral, so if you want to bring your car out to sell, we have a designated car corral that would be $10. Mm-hmm. And then the general admission would be $5 if you're coming to see what we have at swap meet, or if you just want to come and see the cars, or if you just want to stand around and BS with your friends you haven't seen in a year, come on out. And there'll be a food truck or so out there, too. Be hot coffee in the morning, breakfast, and that should be really a great time.
It will. It looks like it's going to be an awesome time. And you know, after 3 years or at least 2+ years without it, great to have it back again. The Swap Meet and Car Show, Red River Valley Fairgrounds, 8 a.m. to 4 o'clock on Sunday. Thank you, Rich. Thanks for being involved with the group. It's, what do they say about history? If you don't know your history, you're destined to repeat it. But maybe some of these classic cars, we ought to repeat them, because there's never going to be a Pontiac Catalina electric vehicle, will there be?
Not unless somebody builds one.
All righty. Maybe we'll get to one someday on Throwback Thursday or something. Yeah, they'll wax nostalgic and build a classic Buick station wagon. We'll see. All right. Anyway, all right.
Yeah. Well,
maybe. We'll see. Thank you, Rich. Have a good weekend and a great week.
Okay. Thanks so much, Mick.
You
Take
are.
Care.
Yep, I will. You too. Thank you.